discussion on two bills, House Bill 5043, which is the budget bill for the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board, and House Bill 5052, which is the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board Capital Projects Bill. We are now in work session on House Bill 5043. Mr. Rocco, before I turn the proceedings over to you, I would just like to note for the record that Representative Krupp isn't going to be able to join us today because he needs to get his hay cut, and that is not hair cut, that is hay cut.
His hair cut, too.
No, he had that on Friday.
Yes. Mr. Rocco.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, we passed out a number of things to you today to try to get through this budget. I wanted to point out something about House Bill 5052, which was added at the last minute to make a change to the OWEB budget to facilitate their need to have carry forward monies for lottery funds allocated to them every biennium from Measure 66. As we go through the 5043, we will be referring to why 5052 is also before you today. And it was just added in order to facilitate this concept that we're trying to promote for reducing the amount of carry forward need that the agency has to come forward with all the time because of the nature of the grant process that they use. For House Bill 5043, I've provided the committee with four items. There's the spreadsheet that you've been seeing for all agency budgets. There's a lot of additional detail on the front page, and this is just in case there are questions about how some of the numbers were developed. We're trying to portray exactly where they came from. We have a memo that goes through that I'll be using to describe some of the recommended changes to the budget. There is a one-page listing of the co-chair's proposed allocation of Measure 66 dollars for the 0103 biennium, which at the top says Measure 66 salmon and stream restoration recommended allocations. And then finally there is a handout for amendments, recommended amendments to House Bill 5043, which is the OWEB budget bill. So, Madam Chair, if we would get started with looking at the memo, page one of the memo, there is some a revenue summary there for the committee's background for the committee to show how the revenue has
I'm trying to figure out which one of these files you call a memo, so I think I got it. The
yes.
one that says memo across the
yeah,
top.
The one that says memo on the top.
The memo one that we're talking about now is the one that looks like this. It has a table on the front and it says LFO recommended changes to House Bill 5043.
I might add to the committee members that Mr. Rocco is operating on approximately 1 hour of sleep, so
two hours
of sleep.
This revenue summary shows on the front how the Measure 66 lottery funds have changed from 9901 through the steps of how the forecast is made. So the governor, when the governor's budget was released, it used the December 2000 revenue figures. Those were revised in March. They were revised again in May, and then there was an additional amount provided in May due to some technical internal lottery fund revisions and savings that were put into the general lottery fund pot of money. So the total amount that the Measure 66 is dealing with for both parks and salmon is $99.2 million based on this revised forecast. And by the Constitution, that amount is split into two pots, one for parks and one for salmon and watersheds, which provides about $49.6 million each. And then the salmon and watershed, also by constitution, is further divided into two components, operating and capital. And the amounts you can see there in that one column. Under the table, there's a description of what capital expenditure projects are, and this is taken out of language that the legislature adopted last session in House Bill 3225. At least 65% of the monies provided from the lottery for salmon and watersheds have to be used for capital expenditure projects. And there, you can read the list for yourself there of what those entail. Under House Bill 3225, there's also a limitation that says that up to 35% can be used for operational expenses. And again, there's a bullet list there of what operational expenses include.
Nice piece of work. Questions or comments for Mr. Rocco on the breakout of the lottery funds, Measure 66 lottery funds? Please proceed.
Jim, can I ask a question? The undercap, the definition or things you have here for capital construction, none of them, they all appear as though they're in the field kind of things. Is that how you would regard it? I guess I'm wondering is, can any of that money be spent for hatchery renovation?
Madam Chair, I believe there that is something that will be investigated by the department, but you may want Mr. Huntington, who is the expert on how to use capital expenditure project funds, to come forward and respond to that.
Please bear in mind also, Senator Dukes, that there's an additional funding stream here that comes from the federal government.
Yes, I know. I'm just trying to figure out how many funding streams could be have potential.
Good morning, Mr. Huntington. Good
morning, Madam Chair. Jeff Huntington, the Director of Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board. I have some, I guess the short answer to your question, Senator Dukes, is that there's nothing that I've seen that automatically would knock out a program such as the CHIP program out of the realm of what could be under the capital expenditure definition. The board has never considered it. I've never had a proposal in front of my staff or with the Attorney General's office in order to ask the question in a real direct sense. But as long as the capital type of expenditure is part of a restoration or research or project that's an ongoing effort toward restoring, enhancing watersheds, improving water quality, enhancing efforts to improve fish runs, then that's my general litmus test.
So it would probably be a unique hatchery project as opposed to simply repairing hatcheries, although you did set increased runs.
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, I believe that it probably would have to be a unique type of project. The language specifically in ORS 541-351 talks about projects that restore, enhance, or protect fish and wildlife habitat, watershed functions, native salmonid populations, or water quality.
Okay. Thank you.
That's the preface.
Mr. Rocco.
Okay, Madam Chair. The next thing we could start doing is going through the recommended changes to the budget. I might like to point out to the committee just show how the dollars that we've been talking about are proposed to be allocated on this single sheet table that looks like this. This shows a breakdown of all the agencies that are proposed to receive Measure 66 lottery funds. The Department of Environmental Quality amount has previously been approved by the committee. The Department of Agriculture amounts have previously been approved by the committee. We will be proposing the Department of Fish and Wildlife budget to fund their Oregon Plan base with lottery funds. In the governor's recommended budget, there is a shift of that from a portion of that from lottery to general fund, and the co-chairs are proposing to shift that back, but to maintain the level of service of that program. We're also proposing to include language that you'll see later in the
OWEB budget to continue the fish screening program with an additional $4 million in the form of a revenue transfer from OWEB to Fish and Wildlife under the same conditions that was proposed implemented in the 9901 biennium. And the other change that the co-chairs have approved is under the State Police for Fish and Wildlife game officers. There's an increase there that will restore 7 positions that were lost due to revenue shortfalls. The State Police has a net loss, I believe, of 21 positions, and this would restore 7 of those 21 using lottery funds. The components of this spreadsheet shown under the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board, we will address in changes to their budget. The amounts at the bottom, or the first 4 lines under that, are base kinds of base and packages for the agency operations. There's also $2.4 million provided for local watershed council support, which is equal to the amount provided for soil and water conservation districts. And then there's $400,000 within the operating base for the independent multidisciplinary science team. Madam Chair, if you go to page 2 of the memo.
Senator Dukes, you look like you want to ask a question.
Well, at some point, I have some questions about the IMST funding, what we're getting for it. I remember what we ended up with last session, and I'd like to compare that with, are we at halftime? I remember some graduate students in there last time, and just kind of like to know what the package looks like and what we're...
It's my understanding that there is a specific part of the budget that deals with IMST.
And that's why I said when we get to that, we can talk about it.
Thank you. Mr. Rocco.
Madam Chair, if we could turn to page 2 of the memo under recommended budget changes, number 1, operations, and this would start on page 5 of the spreadsheet, which has the first page of the operations budget. The first change LFO is recommending to the operations budget is a PERS employer rate contribution reduction of $3,132 lottery funds, and that appears under the base budget adjustments on your spreadsheet. On page 6 of the spreadsheet and item B, there's an essential package adjustment for reduced AG, Secretary of State Audits Division, and DAS, Human Resources Service Division. Net of that is $6,593 lottery funds. The next package is package 110, which is fiscal and grant management. LFO recommends approving this package with 4 permanent positions, including a fiscal manager, accounting tech 3, 2 NRS3s. These positions were previously established during the 9901 interim and are currently, I believe they're currently filled. And there is also a reclassification of an existing position in this package to an AS2 level. The net amount needed for this package is, after a PERS reduction, is $545,241, and it would add 4 new permanent positions to the agency.
Mr. Rocco, are these positions housed in OWEB or in the Water Resources Department?
Madam Chair, these positions are within OWEB, and they are... partly were established in response to a Secretary of State Audits Division recommendation that due to the size of the agency's grant program, which is expanding dramatically over time, they needed additional accounting facilities within the department. However, the agency does, and part of this package is an increased payment to the Water Resources Department for certain accounting services that the agency has felt they could more efficiently get from the Water Resources Department than adding even more staff to do these kinds of functions. And the
because of that kind of an addition, we're also recommending the budget note that you see on the bottom of page 2 that suggests that the department should look into this to see whether they're getting an effective use of those dollars that they're providing to the Water Resources Department and whether there may or may not be a more efficient way to do this in the future.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I vaguely remember when we did the Water Resources budget, and it seemed to me that we put some additional money in, or did we pull some out?
Ma'am?
We either put some additional money in because OWEB had more going on, and so Water Resources needed more, or we took some money out because OWEB was going to be doing more of their own.
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, there was, because the money is being transferred to Water Resources, they needed a limitation for the money, and so and that was the discussion that was that you had during the Water Resources budget, that they needed more money to provide the services, and this package, Package 110, provides that money to Water Resources.
Water Resources, and says we're going to look at it and see.
Correct.
Okay. In 2 hours sleep, your memory's a lot better than mine is.
The next recommended change to the budget is on Package 112, which you'll see on item page 3, item D of the memo, and it's on the top of page 7 of the spreadsheet. This package was proposing to spend $1.7 million of the operational side of the Measure 66 lottery dollars. In 1999-01 biennium, the department, the agency, the Watershed Enhancement Board, used some of the federal money from the Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Program to provide additional resources to support local watershed councils in the amount of $1.7 million. Legislative Fiscal is recommending that that practice be continued for the 2001-03 biennium, since there is an equivalent amount of money available from the federal government for these kinds of activities of the Watershed Enhancement Board. And we're suggesting that instead of using Measure 66 lottery funds, operational funds for this, that they continue the same funding arrangement that they felt was useful in the 99-01 biennium. Approval of this recommendation would reduce lottery funds expenditures by that $1.7 million, and it would simply suggest to OWEB that they provide that federal funds for local watershed council support if they so desire to do that.
Senator Dukes.
Well, I noticed on the other sheet we have here that it lists $2.4 million. So that's an increase.
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, the $2.4 million that's listed on that spreadsheet that we discussed is sort of the ongoing base Measure 66 funding arrangement that's been there, so there's no increase to that. The increase that local watershed councils received in the 99-01 biennium was due to additional federal monies provided beyond that $2.4 million.
So the $1.7 in this memo is for coordinators and that kind of council support. How does it differ from the 2.4 in the other sheet?
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, again, I think we should have Mr. Huntington sit here and stay at this table. but I think the issue is that there is a greater need that watershed councils have expressed than the $2.4 million that has been provided on an ongoing basis. So because of that, OWEB used some of this federal money that they received last biennium to enhance and cover more activities of local watershed councils.
And that makes sense. I'm just trying to figure out what goes where in watershed councils.
Mr. Huntington.
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, the total expenditure for support of the infrastructure, the capacity of watershed councils in the 99-01 biennium was $4.1 million. Combination of 2.4 that was in the base and Measure 66 and an extra allocation that the GWEB board did in December of 99 of $1.7 million of federal funds. The package that we came into and with into this session with the governor's recommended budget was to take an equivalent amount of $1.7 million and make that measure 66, but keep the 4.1 status quo in place. The money is spent to provide salaries for coordinators, travel, phones, basic capacity infrastructure to help councils do business. It's administered through a grant program, and individual grants are received and approved by the OWEB board. And in March of this year, the board did a tentative allocation that it would spend $4.1 million in the coming 2001-03 biennium on council support, and it was just a matter of where the fund sources would be, whether it would be all Measure 66 or a combination again of Measure 66 and federal fund dollars.
So the 1.7 that we're putting in from federal dollars is for coordinators and travel and office expense and all of that, and then the 2.4 is for, say, projects and that sort of thing?
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, no, the 2.4 is for the same purpose as the 1.7. It's a total budget of $4.1 million for infrastructure capacity of councils, and that is not for projects.
How many watershed coordinators do we have in the state of Oregon?
We have right now about 53, I believe. I can probably come up with that number if I go to the right page. I have 53 grants. I'm going to have to check. Just a second. We have about 90 councils, and we have 55 coordinators who serve 63 of the 90 councils.
Very supportive, Madam Chair. It's just that 4.1 just for infrastructure to be able to open the doors.
This, I think, is one of the issues that we are very mindful of, and the director and I have talked about the need to make sure that we're putting the money in projects and not into building a bureaucracy. And that is basically the intent of the budget note that was offered up.
Yeah, and one of the things I guess I just want to get on the record is coordinators have had a tough time over the last couple of years. There are a number of groups that offer grants, but there's been no coordination. And now that we have more Measure 66 money and more federal money, I would like to see some sort of a summit meeting of all of you who give out money to these folks to try to figure out who's doing what. I mean, I know we have, there's us, there's For the Sake of the Salmon, and there are other groups out there which escape me at the moment. We've all been providing money for watershed councils, and if we're ever going to get a handle on this and get most of it on the ground, we're going to have some type of agreement that this group puts money into these types of projects and this group puts it into the coordinators and so on and so forth.
Good point.
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, we are that is has been identified as a priority for the board to have a clear budget established for council support and a process for reviewing council support applications that looks at standardizing the eligibility criteria, moving toward more accountability for the public funds that are invested, and having a performance-based, merit-based system for allocating funds out. I think right now what we have is there was an expansive growth time for watershed councils, and the $4.1 million budget that's being spent is being spent in a lot of different ways by different councils. And some is to support the capacity to do education programs in the community. Some is to support the capacity of the council to be doing watershed assessments. Some of it is for project for a coordinator to be doing projects. And so we are in that transition time and committed as an agency to having a very clear merit-based criteria performance-driven system for allocating a limited pot of money by the next time we come around to doing council support grants, which will be in the 2003-05 biennium.
Madam Chair.
Follow up.
And I think you've done a really good job with all of that. I just like to know that you're in contact and having those discussions with the other groups. I think we have some type of an obligation since we created watershed councils to make their lives as simple as we can, and then we base the entire Oregon plan on them. And we all also need to know who's doing what.
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, I apologize. That was your point, and I agree with that. What we have found over just the last few months, the last 8 months that we've been trying to square up a budget, is that the bulk of the money that is flowing to councils for capacity from other groups is flowing in the form of match money for project grants, and that OEB and, to a very limited extent, Bonneville Power Administration are the two entities that are actually supporting the underlying staffing and telephones and that kind of infrastructure of councils. And they're actually, when you get down to it, very few funding sources that are available for staffing of local citizen volunteer groups, whether it's a watershed council or another kind of public interest local citizen grassroots organization. And so we really are, as a state, providing the bulk of the support for watershed councils. But we do intend on pulling together all of those that have interests in having council sustained over time and trying to make it more of a shared responsibility outside just the match for individual projects the councils are proposing.
Right. Madam Chair, I have a budget note here that I would like to see go in. I think it helps give OWIB some legislative guidance in a direction that they're already going, but sort of put our hands around, now that we've got all this money out there, what are our expectations? So that clearly our expectations are that the money is being used efficiently and that watershed councils are sort of blocking up where they can. The one thing that has disturbed me for a couple of years now is that the number of watershed councils keep growing, and on the one hand, that's a very good thing because we've got more active people out there. On the other hand, if they don't, I mean, they share watersheds. Often you'll have two or three councils that ultimately is in one bigger watershed, and if they're not coordinating, then it seems, and we're going to be paying for that infrastructure, that there may be, for some of these, a better way of doing it. I think that OWIB is the perfect group to help guide them and have them take an internal look and see should they be coordinating the coordinators or something.
I agree with you, Senator Dukes. I personally very much like the language in the proposed budget note, and I think that we all need to be mindful of the fact that we have a kind of a toddler agency here who's come an immense way over the last biennium, and I think is doing an excellent job in administering the Measure 66 money and building a reasonable and responsive program around it. But that we need to recognize that we really are in the beginning of the program, in the beginning of the development of the agency. And I think to make it very clear at this point in the process that the intent is not to build bureaucracies, that the intent is to build a structure to get the projects on the ground funded and operating, and that the legislature, I think, is very much interested in the least amount of structure possible to accomplish that goal. And I think that this budget note gives direction to the agency so that the board can have ongoing discussions with that point in mind, and I'd be very supportive of including this in the budget. Did you have further questions or comments? Before I turn it over to Representative Krieger, the Republican members of the committee will be called into a caucus at 11 o'clock, and then we have a floor session that begins at 11:30. So it's my intention to recess the committee just before 11 o'clock so that we can go up to that meeting. It's also my intention to reconvene the committee as soon as the floor session is over, if there's a reasonable amount of time between then and the lunch break. If there isn't, We will reconvene when the Senate is finished, and we'll be in touch with members to let them know which
somewhere
is the
around
most 3
this
afternoon,
3:30 this afternoon, I would suspect. I haven't seen our calendar.
Unless we can get you excused.
That's probably a good bet.
How about then if we have a plan to reconvene at 1:30, and we will attempt to get Senator Dukes excused and subject to the call.
Because I haven't seen what's on the calendar. I don't know if there's anything controversial. I think we're starting to run out of bills.
And with that, Representative Krieger.
Madam Chair. Jeff, can you, we've got 65 watershed coordinators. Are you funding all of them at the same level, the actual wages of the coordinators?
Madam Chair, Representative Krieger, OWEB does not, OWEB has a grant system that says this is the maximum amount the state will put in toward a salary for a coordinator, and that is $37,500 a year. Whether or not a council pays a coordinator more than that or less is the contract that the council develops with the individual that's in their employment. If it's less, OWEB pays less than $37,500 a year. There are probably a number of instances where a council coordinator may be making more than that, but it would be with other fund sources.
Follow
that.
Can you address the, sometimes we talk about are they needed or what's the difference between the functioning of a watershed council that has a coordinator and one that doesn't? My experience when I was on the OWEB board would show that probably those that had a good coordinator got a whole lot done, a lot more efficiently, utilized funds. And when it came to going out and getting extra dollars by applying for other grants, there was a great benefit from that. Can you talk to that?
Chair Morgan, Representative Krieger, I think that's absolutely the case. Again and again, as I listen to folks that are participating in watershed councils, I hear that as an organization, the ability for those citizens to actually get things done depends in great part on having an effective coordinator that is working in between meetings to help structure, seek out projects, structure the deals, work to get permits applied for and received on behalf of landowners, facilitate disagreements so that everybody's rallying around the project and understanding what it's about and why it's being done and where, and keeping the meetings going and continually coming up with more ability of the councils to plug in and get the work done. I hear that all over, and I think we observe it as a board routinely, that councils that have coordinators that are focusing on restoration activities instead of looking for more additional funding for their position, we find that they give us better projects and they give us better grant applications. And we don't have as many problems in the execution of a grant once we do give them a grant.
Okay, thank you.
We may want to just then hold it off until the end of the Senate session.
Madam Chair, if I might suggest that one, I wanted to point out one thing about this budget, and I think it says it has language for package 120. I believe it should really be more reflective of 112, which is dealing with local watershed councils. And I would also suggest, just as a technical kind of thing, to change the 2003 legislature to the 72nd Legislative Assembly, which is just a minor friendly kind of change to that budget.
Mr. Rocco, rather than go into a new section of the budget, what I'm going to do is move to recess the committee at this time. And committee members will be in touch to let you know when we actually will reconvene. It's been brought to my attention that both you and Senator Ferrioli are carrying a number of bills today.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those. I think I got 3 of them.
So we will figure out what to do and let you know.
All right.
And with that, the work session is recessed.
They should be able to move.